Cape Talk. Cape Talk. The health feature.
Well, we are certainly feeling like we are in the middle of winter, even though officially winter will be starting in 20 days' time or something like that. And I know, growing up in Guguletu, that whenever I had the sniffles or had something going on which was a little bit outside of the ordinary and the norm, my grandmother would be the first person to say, well, take a little bit of that, boil that, infuse that in hot water, let it soak a bit, and then drink it, and you'll feel much better. And I always did. Whether I felt much better because my mind, through a placebo effect, was telling me that I was feeling much better, or that plant that she said I should actually brew in some hot water, whether that helped or not, I don't know. I really don't know. Somebody who might know, though, is Joshua Potgieter, who's a co-founder of Gorilla House. And Joshua, your main purpose in life, amongst many others, no doubt, is to remind Capetonians and South Africans of the value of natural remedies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about what you do and how you do it.
Sure. So, firstly, I run or co-founder an organization called Gorilla House. And part of the organization, we started running a couple of workshops. And then one of the workshops that we include is called the Grow Your Own Medicine, which is a herbalism workshop, which focuses on identifying herbs, what the herbs smell like, and then we make about 5 different herbal preparations so that when the participants leave home, then they can cure a variety of ailments just with some of the techniques learned.
And what are some of those ailments that you're looking to cure with the techniques that you're going to be teaching?
Well, the thing is, I mean, there's so much happening in and around. Commonly, anything from flu to a big thing in Cape Town is sinus. A lot of people also come with problems with some pain as well. Anything from like muscular pain. Any rashes, any eczema, any arthritis. So the preparations learned, almost each one of them can apply to a different thing. So one can help with the immune system. One of the things that we do, we make a disinfectant to kind of replace any of the commercial disinfectants to help clean wounds as well. We make an ointment to apply to your skin so that they can stop any rashes or skin ailments, and we also make a tincture which can be taken internally to kind of fast track the healing process.
And Joshua, these plants that you use as a base, they are readily available in Cape Town, or would some of the elements to the solution, for example, have to be brought in from other parts of the world?
We focus a lot on, look, we're very much about diversity. There's a lot of plants from overseas which have great medicinal properties, but we focus a lot on indigenous plants. We want to teach people that, yes, you can go and get all your stuff from overseas, but we've got such an arsenal of medicinal plants in our local ecosystems. I mean, one of the common ones which is used a lot in the villages is something called umhlonyane, which is so great for colds and flu, for your chest. And almost like any village that you go speak to, a sangoma or a gogo, she'll tell you about that herb. And so we're trying to link people back to our indigenous herbs instead of always going to, you know, the trademark herbs.
And just like with anything medicinal, it does not necessarily taste as lovely as one would hope. I've had a few glasses of umhlonyane in the past. Joshua, a number of people, I suppose, who would be suspect or suspicious of this will say, well, modern medicine has peer-reviewed, tested, scientific, documented evidence that proves that if you take that tablet, this is the result that you are likely to see. And more importantly, these are the side effects that you might experience. So please be wary of that. The reality is, when it comes to growing your own medicine, using natural herbs, you're relying really on, I suppose, centuries old, you know, sort of people telling that when I take this, this is what I do. But there would not be any documented scientific evidence that proves that by drinking umhlonyane that you'll be helping to fight the cold.
No, I think what's been documented is just the end results. I think in the last 60, I mean, even up till today, I think up to 40% of pharmaceuticals are based off plant extracts. It might not be the whole plant, but they're isolating certain compounds. And so they're still dating back to all this old research. I mean, the Egyptians, 1400 BC, I can correct me on that date, but they developed something called the papyrus Ebers, which was 20 meters long and over 700 herbal remedies. So thousands of years ago, we had this kind of intimate relationship with plants and going really deep into how they can heal us. I think in the last 40 to 60 years, yes, we have depended a lot on pharmaceuticals, but if you look at the research of pharmaceuticals, all of it was based off plant research.
Joshua, in 20 seconds, where do you give your classes and how do people sign up?
Sure. So we give our classes. We have two sites, but the herbalism course happens at our Claremont site. You can find all of that at 11 Wade Road in Claremont. You can find all of that on Facebook. Our website is almost up. It's normally on a Saturday or a Sunday. It starts at 9:30 and will end at 2:30. During the workshop, in the beginning, we do a practical exercise of taking everyone around the garden, identifying a whole bunch of herbs, smelling them, interacting with them. And then the next part of the course is actually making all these herbal remedies, which range from tincture, we make an ointment, we make a cough syrup, we make a tisane or a tea, and we make a decoction.
And we'll leave it there, Joshua Potgieter. Thank you very much for your time this morning, co-founder of Gorilla House.